This is Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5. Coming up next Sunday afternoon at 3 p.m. at the Whitmore Recital Hall in the Fine Arts Building on the MU campus, it's the trumpet faculty Iskander Akhmadulin. He'll be performing a recital with the pianist and his wife, Natalia Bolshakova. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Great to be here.
Your piano accompanist is your wife. How long have you all been playing together?
It's scary to say, but about 20 years, because we'll be celebrating our 20th anniversary next June, and we met a few months prior to that in 96 at the University of North Texas, where we both were students, and that's where we met, in Denton, Texas. Before that, we both studied at Moscow Conservatory, but we didn't cross paths there.
Dr. Akhmadulin has done studies in both the United States and in Russia. Tell me about the similarities and maybe the differences in music education in Russia versus the United States.
Main difference is that unlike the United States, most of the higher education in music in Russia happens at the conservatories, whereas in the United States, we do have conservatories such as Juilliard and Cleveland Institute of Music and others, but the majority of higher education music institutions are at the universities, like we have here at the University of Missouri, and where I got my master's and doctorate at the University of North Texas. So that's probably the biggest difference. So I think another general major difference is, at least in the brass, in the wind world, here in the United States, there are more people involved in playing in bands in high schools, starting in middle schools, but probably not going in depth with other studies in music, such as music history, theory, and etc. Whereas in Russia, not as many students, young kids involved in music, but those who go and study at the children's music schools, they really study, besides their own instrument, they all have to play piano, play in some ensembles, and study music history and solfege and music theory. So they have deeper knowledge of music, but it's a much shallower pool. And many of them then continue into the music colleges and conservatories. But I think at the end, the level of playing of the top graduates of the Russian and American music institutions is very, very high. Brass playing in the United States is one of the best in the world, and that's the reason I came to study here, whereas piano and violin and the string schools in Russia are perhaps still remaining one of the top. The brass playing is a little behind in that level and probably in depth of knowledge. So I'm glad I had an opportunity to come and to study at the University of North Texas.
Can you point to one or two composers in the history of the genre that have really taken works for trumpet to the next level or helped the trumpets get established?
Perhaps the earliest better-known composers is Giuseppe Torelli. There were people before that, but he's probably has a bigger name. And then Antonio Vivaldi, Georg Friedrich Telemann, and of course both Handel and Bach took it to the very high level in many of their pieces, oratorios and masses. And of course the Johann Sebastian Bach's Brandenburg Concerto is still considered one of the most challenging pieces for trumpet. It's never been performed during his lifetime. Then later on, Franz Joseph Haydn wrote a concerto for a very unusual experimental type of instrument with keys. And this is perhaps the most important piece written for solo trumpet by the most notable composer.
That was Dr. Iskander Akhmadulin, along with his wife, the pianist Dr. Natalia Bolshakova. They will be concertizing this Sunday, September the 18th at 3 p.m. in Whitmore Recital Hall in the Fine Arts Building on the MU campus. More details are available online at music.missouri.edu. Dr. Akhmadulin, thanks for making the time to come in.
Thank you very much.